and trade E. Keep in no boot camp, clicking, we was full steam, flipping, try heat. First of the month, read up 15th. Quarter punch, ice cream trucks, police. Stay trying like the folks, wagging out the set, so we shot up, no peace. No love, not clicking up, swipe meat, white tees. Then a Glock in the trunk, oh geez. Trying to tell them about the game, but it don't add up, cause the not the same.
Yeah, don't add up, cause the not the same. Yeah, don't add up, cause the not the same. Yeah, don't add up, cause the not the same. Yeah, don't add up, cause the
yeah, time to show them niggas who the man. Pin me head strong, pin me head strong. Time to show them niggas who the man. Pin me head strong, pin me head strong. Time to show them niggas who the man. Pin me head strong, pin me head strong. Time to show them niggas who the man. Pin me head strong. Well, I was born by the river, not baptized in a loose lip sync ship. Who caps out, quick and not weak. Stay low key, no stitches in so glow. Dripping in sharp, stiff dipping, tread light. Snakes gon' bite on sight. Better with the judge, like the gavel, got a grudge face life. Still fight, never been a punk, chase dough, hope never get enough. Let me tell you about the flocks. Looking for the tin, mama gotta pay the rent. Kicking in the back, don't tell me where it is. Coming by the safe force, coming out the clip. And I don't hesitate, watching money like the sins. Attention getters, get the tender sinners. Before I break the bank, boy, I break in both ears to the streets, listening to drought. Cause when money coming in, get the showing out.
When the money coming in.
Time to show them bitches who the man. Pin me head strong, pin me head strong. Time to show them bitches who the man. Pin me head strong, pin me head strong. Time to show them bitches who the man. Pin me head strong.
Pin pin strong. By Vince Staples. And shout out to Vince, shout out to Tyler, because they're about to be here in Portland January 27th. You already know I'm about to be up in that thing, man. Oh my bad. My bad. Everybody's gonna be up in that thing, so not just me. But what's good, Portland? What's good to the listeners, man? Another strong episode last week. Another stronger episode coming back. You already know what I mean, man. But yeah, we back. So shout out to Colin Kaepernick, you know, the Black Jesus, as we gonna call him.
Yeah, who calls him that?
He ain't my Black Jesus.
I call him Black Jesus because everybody else, LeBron, Michael Jordan, whoever they proclaim to be Black Jesus, man, Kaepernick is the new Black Jesus, man.
How you just
he's the modern Black Jesus. You feel me?
Mm-mm.
I don't think I like that name, Black Jesus.
Black Jesus. Because, all right, you know what? I know why you don't like it.
Why don't I like it?
Because Jesus was Black originally.
First of all, nah, I don't know if I can agree with that. I'm not saying he was white either.
He was brown.
I don't mean anything. It shouldn't matter about color.
Why does everybody always say that?
Because it shouldn't. It's not about color, what color he was. And, like, you know, I do see the issue with, you know, him always being portrayed as white and, like, the relatability
issue.
And a man.
So he was a woman.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he was a dude, like.
Or can we just say spirit?
Were you there?
They have him on. They have, like, you know, like, he was an actual person. Like, they have proof that he was alive.
Who's they?
Archaeologists and stuff, bruh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people who do, like, research. I mean, you could always say, like, oh, that's his story, you know, whatever. But, like,
just say he was a spiritual being.
No. Bro, do you?
Some people don't believe
in this. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like, he's not the spiritual part. He's the incarnation of God.
I got you.
But why are we getting into this? Like, this is not part of the agenda today.
Colin Kaepernick, Black Jesus. But yeah, man, shout out to Catman being named GQ Citizen of the Year. Do you guys agree with that? Is Kaepernick the Citizen of the Year?
I don't know. I didn't have my eyes on every single citizen.
Based off 2017, is he the Citizen of the Year?
I'd probably say I'm up there.
Up there?
I'd say I'm up there. I probably should have got it.
The cover was dope, bro.
What?
I was a good citizen this year, okay? You know what I did today?
What'd you do, bro?
I went to my mom's house.
Yeah.
Let out her dog.
Bro, because you was telling me earlier that you were
I cleaned out her sink.
Bro.
That's a Citizen of the Year award right there.
No.
It's the small things that
what was in there?
Okay, bro. I gave the homeless dude $1 on the corner today. Am I Citizen of the Year?
No, because money is not a gift.
Bruh.
So $1 is not a gift.
So what if that was gonna feed him today, bruh?
Then
so I'm Citizen of the Year, bruh. I'm Black Jesus.
No, I think my
you guys are making
I'm light skinned Jesus.
You're light skinned Jesus. I'm dark skinned Jesus then, bruh. No. So it's good.
No, I'm saying though, shout outs to Kaepernick though for getting that award. No, he's been doing a lot of good things, and it's about time he got some like official recognition from huge source.
Especially by GQ.
Yeah, that's huge, because I mean a lot of people have just been downplaying him from both sides, you know, saying that, you know, he doesn't do much, and like it's about time the media shed light on like all the good he's been doing
for the
community and everything like that. Because a lot of people say he's all talk and like he does stuff for the
community. He actually does stuff, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He actually does stuff.
Where a lot of people don't. They just talk.
Yeah, like preaching on the mm-hmm. sideline.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, I'm just like the power. I mean, if you look at the video, like, or not the video, if you look at the cover, like the cover, let alone speaks for itself. Like, people were hitting me up, like people were having in group chats, having conversations, like, bro, I'm about to make that a poster, bro. I'm putting that on hoodies, bro. I'm saving this for my kids one day. Like, just imagine, like, how powerful that would be to like be like an OG, like, say like 20 years from now, or old and dusty.
He's definitely gonna go down in the books.
No, I know that, but just imagine that GQ cover, like on your table. You know what I mean? Like, like an old school archive type of thing.
Yeah, that'd be tight. I might have to cop that,
bro. Brother probably sold out.
We got which one do we have? We have a Prince one.
Prince one.
I forgot.
Prince GQ.
He's on a cover. I forgot which magazine it is. My sister's a huge Prince fan, so she's like,
how old is it?
Honestly, don't know, bro. To be real with you, but like it's an exclusive one. Just know that.
All right.
Just know that we got that.
I got you, bro. So can you talk about Jalen, man? I remember last episode where we were talking about just on a current event side, but we just want to touch back on this topic, bro. Touch back on. I remember we were talking about it at the gym today, but the fade video.
Yeah. I wanted to really talk about this because I felt like there's a lot of meat to this conversation. I mean, so pretty much.
No, back in. We don't do swine over here, bro.
For those of you who didn't tune in last week, I brought up how the Fade song by Kanye West.
Yeah.
I didn't even really pay attention to until I saw the video, and I said that I really liked the video. And then Michaela checked me and was like, "Oh, what about the video? You know, did you like? What made it good?" And so like,
oh, bro, it actually was nominated for a VMA.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just brushed on the surface. I was like, oh, it was really aesthetically pleasing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's a very sexual video.
Very sexual.
And it's a girl. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty much a girl working on the gym.
Last time, I don't know, you and Michaela said that she is not working out, bro.
She's not. She might be doing some, like, slight Pilates.
She's dancing. That's a workout for some people.
It is, yeah. She's moving. It's physical activity. And then there's a shower scene. That's not a workout.
Yeah, so the point that I was trying to make is, like, I was trying to get you to say why you liked the video. Like,
why did you like the video?
Yeah, so I didn't want to get into that because I felt like it was going to create a huge discussion, that's why it's here now. So I was saying I liked the video because I thought, like, it was very...
artful.
No, I'm going to be straight up. Like, I really liked the sexual content of the video. Like, it was sexy to me, bro. I'm sorry that I'm attracted to women, but I've really been thinking about this the past week though, because like us as males, we see stuff like that in the media and we can't deny that we like it. Like if you see a big butt, you know, big breasts.
Are you kidding me?
I'm saying if you're attracted to that, you're not gonna be able to deny it. But like I've also been thinking about like how these things could have negative impacts on our female counterparts. Like,
all right, I'm listening.
I was talking about with my friends about like how on Instagram and stuff, like they have all these women who are in social media and stuff like that, Instagram models, whatnot, who do surgery to get their bodies like perfect, like this, and it sets an unrealistic standard. Like, I don't think you should ever have to do like a whole bunch of surgeries to be happy with yourself.
Nah, not
but now all. Women are listening to you on the radio say, you know, if I see a big butt and some big breasts, I like that. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, like, how do you expect us to feel?
But I'm saying, I'm giving you my perspective, like how it's like a conflict. Like, it's something like I appreciate, right? But like, I can't,
you but know. But it gotta be all natural.
But no. I'm saying, like, I guess what I'm trying to get across is that, like, it's overemphasized in the media to have those things.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying, oh, if I get a girl, she gotta have this, this, and that. Like, right. I'm not all about the physical aspects of right. a woman. Like, it's right. not all about that to me. Like,
right.
I'm more into deeper stuff than that. And I feel like
with what this, deeper stuff are you into, Jalen?
Oh my God.
I like to be able to relate to someone on a personal level, right. you know, have common interests, you know,
okay.
long walks on the beach.
Shut up, bro. Stuff like because that. There ain't no beaches in Oregon.
What? Tevin?
Bro, you got to go like 2 hours away and it's dumb cold.
I'm going to call time out. You just said there's no beaches in Oregon. we have a whole coastline.
I'm from
bro.
California, bro. You really think
I'm sorry to hear that.
You really think I'm going to consider a beach in Oregon a beach? Bro, that is a coast.
I'm going to just move on from that statement.
It is cold there.
I'm shaking my
that
head.
That is not a beach.
Just, okay. Anyways.
Bro, I'm just saying.
But what I wanted to talk about, though.
Go ahead. But hold on. Let me touch on that, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, let me touch ahead. On that. Okay, so I blame Kim Kardashian because she was the first one, real talk, like she was the first one to like really start doing the whole like it, I mean it's been a minute, but I mean the Instagram stuff like surgery and all that, I think it was a trend but with her especially, and that's when
Pamela Anderson.
Oh yeah, actually Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, and shout out to Kanye for that Touch the Sky video, because if y'all remember, Pamela Anderson was in that, and I don't think a lot of people remember that thing, because that was when Tracee Ellis Ross was like, watch, he gonna leave you for a white girl. And that scene is so funny, bro, because every time I watch that, I start dying laughing, because look exactly what happened. He left Amber Rose for a
anyways, off topic. But nah, like, I think it's just, like, it's so overrepresented in our media, social media, like,
it's
TV.
It's oversaturated.
It's way too much, like, emphasis on physical beauty standards, I feel like. And it's hurting, like, the psyche of a lot of people out there, whether you're male or female. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't got a six pack, but I be in the gym trying to get a six pack, you know.
Why is that though? Is it because of what the media has portrayed on males?
Yeah, straight up, like, why else would I want a six pack? There's no reason, there's no functional purpose of a six pack.
So what about to be just have, you know, good health?
And like that's what I'm saying though, is like you have these women like who are on social media like overrepresented,
right,
who have these bodies that you can't achieve through working out. And like it makes a lot of girls hopeless out there. Like if they're hitting the gym all the time, not seeing results, like you're not gonna look like an hourglass. Like,
okay,
you
gotta remove some ribs. Let's get the female perspective on this.
What do you want me to say?
So how do you feel about like the representation of like the sexualization of women in the media?
Well, I think that it's like what sells and what has always sold, you know.
Yeah.
Of course the physique has changed. I mean, over the years, you know, it's went from, you know, super skinny girls, like model type is really in, and you know, yeah, like large breasts, and then it went to like big butts, and it's like it's always gonna be
something.
Yeah, so I just feel like, I mean, you just have to be really intentional with your like social media and like, you know, what you take in and what you let out, and sometimes it gets to you and sometimes it doesn't. And I think just like reiterating the fact that, yeah, it's not achievable like naturally is a thing, and just yeah. like, I don't know, I feel like it's a hard conversation to have because it's like, what's really gonna change?
Exactly. I think like it's hard to say like, all right, like we're just gonna like start casting like every single body type in social media and have equal representation, because realistically no one has control over that, you know. What's attractive at the moment is attractive. But I see my problem with is like pushing, like, because you see products out there and stuff like that are pushing women to look like this and saying
fit tummy tee
exactly, stuff like that, like, which I think it's just so help. extra unnecessary. Like,
facts.
I don't know. Well, I'm a huge fan of Alicia Keys, though. Shout out to her. She doesn't wear makeup anymore, right?
Nah, she doesn't.
She used to be a cover girl.
That's black love. That's black excellence.
And I really like that. I'm all about natural beauty.
That's black natural. Natural yeah. blackness.
I was going to say in Kendrick Lamar line, but it has a cuss word in it, so I didn't
say. Oh, come on, bruh. The stretch marks one?
Yeah, the stretch marks one.
Yeah, bruh. I know that might be a little explicit, but...
I'm hey. So tired of that.
But speaking of all natural bodies, bruh, Beyonce.
What about her?
Bruh, so let's do a little...
What not about her?
Let's do a little review, bruh, because that walk on water was trash.
She Man. Was trash or Eminem was trash?
Bruh,
let's clarify.
It's Eminem's song, so it was trash.
Damn.
I want you to pick any other female vocalist, put her on that track, and compare the two. Like, it was amazing. She was basically just singing in her shower. Like, it was nothing. She just opened her mouth and those, like, notes came out. No effort at all. And it's like you're in church. It's like you're, you know, crying at the altar. It's like literally like doves are flying out of a treasure chest. Like honestly, let's get real.
You're gassing. You are gassing.
Let's get real.
20 on.
And then Eminem comes in with the freaking 2008 Cypher, like from BET Awards, and ruins it. I'm just saying, don't ever hate on her.
Tell us how you really feel about it.
What did the Cypher say? He was like, "You're orange. I don't like you. I hate you."
Yeah, he said. Yeah.
Like people are gassing it, like, "Bruh, that was the rawest Cypher ever, bruh. That was raw." I'm like, "Bruh, that was trash, bro. That was trash." Eminem, bruh, has never. Never will he ever be in my top five, bro. I just never slapped him. But I mess with Slim Shady, though.
I still haven't even
heard that song, to be honest with you. I don't know about Eminem, but I mess with Slim Shady.
When he was on drugs and stuff, you talking about his drug music?
Yes. You
like his drug music?
Yes, bro.
I mean, there's a lot of artists out there where, like, people really like their drug music compared to their sober music.
Well, nah, bro, because Dre really put him on, bro. Like, when he was slapping with Dr. Dre, like, that, bro, if you... Oh, bro, if you watch... He
blacked out, like, all the time.
Bro, if you watch...
The old MTV Awards where he's
If you listen to all of our listeners, go on Showtime or go on Google and go watch the Dr. Dre documentary with Jimmy Iovine, the Defiant Ones. It's 5 parts, but I guarantee you it's worth all 5 parts, because I sat down at the crib one day and watched all 5 parts and it was super inspiring, because that will get you to get up and start grinding. Because if you're not on Jimmy Iovine's level or Dr. Dre's level, then you ain't grinding hard enough.
I'm gonna take a pause real quick. That was so off topic anyway.
Bro, because they showed like the emergence of Slim Shady.
Whatever.
And how Dre found
him. I wanna get back to this song. So what is it? I haven't heard this song. So
it's trash, bro.
No, it's not.
So you're saying it's trash.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
But it's like, but the thing is, bro, okay, so you got Beyonce, right?
Okay.
And she's spitting hot fire as usual. And then Eminem just comes in, like, on just this unlike, it's not even, it feels like it's not even rhyming, bro. Like, it's literally just, like, loud and
off tune.
And it's called Walk on Water. So, like, you feel me? It's supposed to be a smooth song, bro. He's for sure drowning, not walking on water, bro. Man,
dang, you need a life support.
Nah, for real, on the real.
Dang.
But, I mean, bro, it was just like, I don't know. I wasn't messing with it. Matter of fact, I think I cut through halfway, bro, and just stopped sliding.
I'll play it tonight and see about it.
I just skipped until she started singing again, and she sings the same thing over and over.
We got this man over here, K-Dot over here, in the dang chair, and he don't even want to talk on the radio, bro. He's just sitting down trying to record us and put us on Snapchat. Okay, bro. I feel it. You ain't texting, bro. You ain't texting.
Whatever, anyway. What else
but, we got? But also, bro. Okay, so Taylor Swift album came out, you feel me? But Kanye, because Kanye fans are so loyal, bruh. Kanye fans are so loyal. They streamed Hey Mama 700,000 times just so her stuff wouldn't go number one, bruh. Just to slap her in her face, you feel me?
Do you feel like that's bullying?
You know why they did that, right?
Yeah, because she be talking mess about him.
No, it's because she scheduled the album. Did you?
Oh, yeah, she scheduled the album date. she scheduled the album date on his the day his mom died. Yeah. Right?
Do you think she did that intentionally?
I don't think
she did that intentionally. No.
That's really cold-hearted, and I don't know her personally, but I don't feel like
I don't think she did
that. She did that intentionally.
She for sure did that intentionally.
I really don't think so.
I think any day that you schedule something, it's going to be the day of someone's death. No matter what. I mean, people die every single
but
day.
But how ironic is it that it's Kanye's
huge,
mom?
I think it's a huge coincidence. But, yeah. Like, I don't, bro, like, no one's
she
that
wouldn't
shallow.
Mess with that fire. No she one's wouldn't. That
shallow.
She wouldn't go there.
She was throwing shots at him on the whole album.
At him, not his mom, yeah. Bro. Like, that. You don't talk about someone's dead mom. Like, exactly. you don't bring that, like, nah.
No.
Bruh. I'm just Next. Saying.
Like, I highly doubt that was the case.
No. Wow.
Yep, it was. It was.
You gonna bump that new Taylor Swift, though?
No, I'm not about to bump that new Taylor Swift, bro. Have any of y'all? I haven't messed with Taylor Swift since Bad Blood. The remix.
I didn't even like that song.
What? Bad Blood?
The remix? I love that song.
Bro, the remix slapped, bro.
What, the one with Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Bro, have you seen the video for that?
Yeah, I have.
Bro, the video was dumb clean.
The video was confusing.
See, bro.
The video made no sense.
Okay,
to
so
me.
Here I'm it sorry. Goes, bro. So you got Kendrick, bro, right? And then you got Taylor Swift and her homies.
Are you about to lay out the plot of the video that doesn't make sense?
Bro, it does make sense.
I don't want to go through this right now.
Okay, bro. So were you filming the video?
No.
Why?
Because it was just her and her friends like dressing up as superheroes.
Okay. And fighting against each other, right?
Yeah. That's cool.
I guess
sometimes you gotta have an imagination, bro. You can't take
I feel like she tries to be too different sometimes.
I think our video, this next video could be doper than that.
What? Which one?
Bad Blood. It'll be better than that. The next video we make, this upcoming one, it's gonna be better.
Oh, what, the lookbook?
Yeah.
Fire.
Lookbook fire. Coming out soon.
Lookbook coming out soon, bro. For the March.
Pending.
Actually, man, I think we might try to shoot that what, next week? Before Thanksgiving or after
Possibly.
In other news, bro. Allegedly, I read an article on Complex that says study shows that psychopaths listen to Justin Bieber and Eminem songs.
I read into that. I had to read into that. I normally don't click on stuff that you send me, Tevin. I'm going to be honest with you.
Why not, bro?
Just because like I don't like reading that much. But I saw that and I read it.
All right. And what'd you think about it?
It's some bogusness going on.
Why is that, bro?
Okay. I was looking at like because they explained how like they did the methods and someone in the study. And nah. Like you can't just make correlations like that. Like it's a correlation, first of all, which isn't evidence.
I can understand the Eminem part, but I can't understand, bro, the Justin Bieber.
Why well, first of all, so like Justin Bieber. They did a survey,
right?
An initial survey to the participants of the study, and it was to determine like their level of like, what do you call it?
I don't know.
No, what you said that they
psychopaths.
Yeah, the level of like psychopathness, whatever.
Right.
Which is like already flawed because you can't just make a survey to like the questions were like. it was how relatable they were to some certain phrases,
right?
Which were like very general phrases, like love is overrated and stuff like that. And then
that determines you're a psychopath.
And then like I'd have to look more into it to like actually
Complex. Go into Come it. Come on, bro, you're failing me.
But it's some weak correlations in that study to me to just say like, oh, psychopaths listen to this music, like that's. You can't make a blanket statement like that because a lot of different people listen to that music too.
Yeah, most of his fans are like under 13 years old.
Who, Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I'm a Justin Bieber fan.
No, I'm just saying like he has a lot of young female, like girl fans. So like 8-year-old psychopaths.
But I also think like girls
I mean,
were
it's
like,
possible,
I also think girls were like in their 20s right now because I grew up with them.
Yeah, I'm just saying I feel like his main audience is like younger. I'm not saying that he doesn't have like a large following of people that are our age, but
not for you.
I mean,
psychopathness doesn't have an age.
Okay.
Once when you're 18, you're allowed to be a psychopath. Nah, like
I'm just saying, like
if you over
could
here
you really
neighborhood pets at the age of 6, you a psychopath.
Is that really impartial data? Like an 8-year-old.
I'm not saying it's valid, no. Okay.
So you're saying, bro, if you're choking, if you're a little kid and you're abusing animals, you're a psychopath.
Tone, I don't think you
got some issues.
Bro, you just said that.
you might have some, like, you should probably, like,
yeah, we're not going into detail about, like the violence, you weirdo.
That's not like,
maybe you're a psychopath.
My field of expertise, but
I don't think I'm a psychopath.
I think you are.
No. You got me so messed up, man.
But no, I just think it's a weird study. I feel like there's some, like, I need to.
It's a trash study.
In depth.
They just put that out because it's literally weak news,
bro. Yeah, you gotta realize, like, this goes out to everybody. Anything you read about studies, don't, like, take it with a grain of salt if it's from, like, a secondary source, like, exactly. Complex or even, like, you know, MSNBC News. Like,
are you laughing at me because I'm on Complex? The truth,
bro. Like,
yes, okay, you be on the Shade Room. Don't listen to the Shade Room.
I'm just saying, like, any news source you get it from, like, even New York Times, bro, you gotta look.
You gotta look into it and figure out
the true facts, because there's a lot of, like, faulty, bent information out there regarding studies.
I took a class on
and
that
stuff
actually.
Like that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, without a doubt, bro. Without a doubt,
I took a lot of classes on that. Pretty much every class I had required that. So,
oh, congrats,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, Mr. Science Major.
Congrats, bro. Congrats. Well, the next song that we're gonna play is called Black Heroes by Wale on The Gifted. Man, we have a lot of black heroes. Kaepernick is definitely a black hero. You feel me? Malcolm X as well. This is it. Kanye, he's a black hero.
Beyonce. Why are you only saying guys?
Negativity, bet they picking me every day. Why the wine? I'm out crushing my five grapes. A good space, frame of mind, say yeah, I came. They set to drag my naysayers and they nay. Stevie Wonder had envision problems. This the one that my 2020s can't see tomorrow. He 20 something, is black and jumping like Vietnam. His mama be with the needle more than nigga or tired. Ain't no hope for a young no. Ain't no goal for a young no. Too short for a sport, niggas horrific. We glorifying them drug dealers. Yeah. So where your keys at, playboy? I sling hyperboles at a warp speed. Usain Bolt running from ready, set, bang, go. Third album, a fade, nothing, a bank gone. I paint for them, they lame on it. I paint more, they ain't showing the same love. Try to think through it. I must influence with better music. Let the hate show up and lay show up and make noise. They can't ignore this cold port. Store portables to give them hope and going slow up. Haters train of thoughts with brainstorms. We all with dreams, whether music or ball. Whether hooping a song or simply pursuing them all. Just paint a picture, I've been on a mission. Coming from the district, everything but monumental. I ain't gotta mention all the low flaws. Where the service is a boy, find out hard to follow politicians. And the Murray and Barry, I had Barry Sanders. Never wanna be gangster, put them dirty pads up. The man route, try and get my purse off. Stash by it, I was mastering a slant route. Fly route, I ain't right, double white out. Since the rhyme route, the whole city taking my route. Taking my route. Daddy, that is my house. Black hero. Ain't no black hero. Ain't no hope for a young. Ain't no goals for a young. Too short for a sport. It gets horrific. We glorify the drug dealers. Ain't no goals for a young. Too short for a sport. It'd be horrific. We glorify the drug dealers. And I'm goals for a young. Too short for a sporting and still we all gifted. And we all gifted. And we all, and we all, and we all, and we all. Yeah. And we all gifted. And we all. I wrote this out without a care in the world. But the outcome, as long as it's an outpour, came out they downfall like an overblown round ball before my sound off. Or maybe this music will inspire a future mountain mover or two. And if I ever rush more music out to you, then know that I'm overworking myself, cause my heart and mind into it. Ain't been a black hero since Robert Townsend. So for me to your man, I hope you found something profound and enough to expand on before the sound falters. For the sound, folks.
life better when you're good.
Man, this dude Ken in here has so much hostility. He said that there is a couple of Beyonce songs that are trash. And we literally almost started fighting in here. Mikayla almost busted his head open,
no,
bro.
No, I didn't.
Had to hold her back.
Man. Kind
of reckless in here during that one.
Golly, bro. Saying Beyonce's trash. Actually, she has a couple songs that are trash. God. Speaking of black excellence, black beauty, black love, self-expression, all that.
What's up?
Black Friday.
Okay.
Is it overrated?
I don't know about that transition, but...
Yeah, what?
You want to talk about Black Friday? That's coming up, right?
When is that? Bro, it's next
Friday. Is that next Friday?
It's next Friday.
Oh, heavens.
Bruh, like a couple of Black Fridays ago, bro, when I was young, bro, I was probably like, high school. Bruh, folks, it was really dumb call, bruh. Woke up with the fam. Actually, nah, didn't even wake up with the fam, bruh. Literally, it was Thanksgiving, and I went with my cousins out Black Friday shopping. And I got me, like, I think, like, a polo. Yeah, it was back then. It was back when Ralph Lauren was popping, bro. But I got the USPA, like, jacket. Because people used to, bro, back then, bro, if you had USP on, people were dogging really you, bro.
Shout out to Yakub. Love you, Coop.
Really from the Bay.
Bro, USPA, man. You would get roasted on. If you had USPA, if you walked on the hallway with USPA on, bro, you're getting roasted. It's bad for you, bro. Because... This is back when people in polo used to be, bro. If you had a little polo dad hat before dad hats were popping, people used to have the polo dad hats, bro. And it was with a little horse on it, bro. It was lit.
I remember.
I know y'all had that, bro. And then that was lit, right?
Huh?
That was lit, right?
They were cool, yeah. I wasn't really much of a hat person back in high school.
No, we weren't allowed to wear hats, were we?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, okay.
Just like not all the time, like can't wear in class.
Or, yeah.
But especially that, because the thing is, you would have to have the polo hat with the polo hoodie with the little horse on it, bro. With the white shirt.
You are so off topic. We talking about Black Friday.
Bro, I'm just saying, bro, because on one Black Friday, I picked up me my polo fit, my USPA fit.
So my idea of Black Friday, right?
Right.
I understand it, you know. It's there, you know, creates a lot of hype for a lot of products and stuff like that, brings in a lot of business, but it's like, it's so terrible to me, like, especially the timing of it. Like, it's right after Thanksgiving.
What you mean, bro? It's right after, it's on Thanksgiving, even before, bro.
Yeah, but say now it's on Thanksgiving, which I really hate, because, like, I remember, I think it must have been like a few years ago or something like that. I remember, like, having Thanksgiving. Like, what I really liked about Thanksgiving is, like, you know, we all wake up, family starts coming over to eat, and you just chill with the fam, like,
but
the
you whole already know night. You got them aunties and uncles and family and cousins that about to be leaving at like 10 o'clock.
And that's
they ain't even got time to get the dessert,
bro.
They don't even have time to get the pumpkin pie and the sweet potato fry,
bro.
They just be dipping out.
They got time for that. But, like, they don't get time to do that again. You know, you got to get your seconds.
Nah, bro. I think people would be like, man, I gotta be in line by 8 because the door's
open.
That's
what I'm saying. No, for real, that's how it is. And like, I boycott Black Friday. I've never gotten anything from Black Friday. The only time I went out for Black Friday was because my mom made me go with my sister because she was afraid of her safety. Because we went to the Walmart that's down by like the new one that they put in on
over there by the water.
Yeah, and then in like, where's it at, Kenny?
Jansen Beach
area. And it's like, it's a weird area over there.
Damn.
But like, still, it's Walmart. Like, on Black Friday, like, that stuff gets crazy, bro. People die. People die on Black Friday.
Bruh, you realize that? Like, that is a fact.
Like, over some materialistic things. Like, that's just ridiculous to me.
But I can guarantee you, bro, people will still be out there.
Oh, yeah.
Black Friday actually, bro, used to be popping because we used to go to, okay, so it will be, I think, like, Black Friday night, like, Thanksgiving night. And like at 12, bro. So like all the homies will go to Stone Ridge Mall, which is like kind of out, like further out. It's kind of like 15-30 minutes away. But you used to see, it used to be popping, bro. You used to see everybody up in the mall, bro. I mean, I don't know if that's the same here in Portland, but in Black Friday, like, would y'all see everybody up in the mall that you knew, like, especially at a certain mall?
Bro, I see everybody I know at the mall already in Portland. It's so small here. Like, every time I go to the mall, I see somebody. But no, like I said, I don't go out on Black Friday. Like, I don't believe in it.
Bro, you should go out
there. I strictly like avoid going outdoors from like 8 p.m. Thursday night all the way to like 6 p.m. Friday.
So why do you think that society created Black Friday?
Society didn't create it, businesses did.
No, I know that, but I mean, I'm basically like
but
the society had a key part.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people are materialistic. Yeah. And if you hear that, you really think that I really beats by Dre for like 30% off, you gonna go get them,
right? Bro, I don't even think it's like more like 10% off, bro.
Nah, it depends, bro. Like some would be like 50% off. Like,
where?
It depends on what kind of deals you're getting, bro.
You got to do the online Black Fridays, like the Amazon one. I'm about that online Friday.
See, because you don't got to leave the house for that. Okay. You know, you just got to worry about your server not crashing.
All right, bro. So what's so what's the biggest cops that you guys have ever had on a Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
I don't go out on Black Friday.
Bro, just said you was online, bro.
I'm not online. I just said I support online because you don't have to leave the house on the
Thanksgiving holiday. But you just said you was boycotting Black Friday.
I am.
So you boycotting Black Friday?
I support the online version because you don't. It doesn't ruin the holiday, bro. You get to still spend time with your family. That's why I hate Black Friday because everyone leaves the house.
Bro, Black Friday is strangers online,
fighting people for some.
It is flash online. Screen TVs. It is outside. It's all everything, bro. So you can't just say you boycott Black Friday, but you support online Black Friday.
I think it's just. I think it's better than. I can't say that. I just said it. Like, what do you? How are you gonna say I can't say that? And there's perfect logic behind it. So,
I don't think so.
What's the biggest thing you copped on Black Friday, Tevin? I want to hear about it so I can get mad at you for leaving your family.
Bro, I didn't leave my family.
Okay.
My family had the itis. They were out cold on the couch.
Oh, so you left your family sick.
No, bro, do you know what the itis is, bro?
I just processed. Yeah, sorry.
For those who don't know, the itis is when you eat a large amount of food. And you become quite tired after.
It's a food coma.
Urban Dictionary.
but that's basically what happens on Thanksgiving.
But what'd you buy, bro? I want to know what you got.
Oh, man, bro. What did I cop? Let's see. I think I cop maybe a PS2 one year, bro.
Newer
version. Yeah.
You copped a PS2?
From Best Buy, bro. Bro, you know what's funny, though? My parents used to like...
Bro, how old were you? You got the PS2.
Bro, it was when I was super young, bro.
You with your own money?
Or? Yeah, bro, my own money. What you mean? I was hustling, was bro.
Bro, you had to be in grade school still.
Bro, for real. Come on, grandma. Tossing those little 20s on the side, bro.
The biggest thing I bought, and this was because...
You got to stack those
20s, I had a summer job with my grandpa doing scrap metaling. Yep. And I saved up some money. And I was like...
But you wasn't Black Friday shopping.
No, man. I wasn't Black Friday shopping. I was regular Friday shopping. And I got an air hockey table for the fam. Mm-hmm. It was the cheapest one. It was like $79. That thing broke in like 3 weeks. It was fun while it lasted, though. It was made out of plywood. That thing just... It wasn't built for kids. It wasn't.
You tripping, bro.
But yeah, that was the biggest thing I bought for Christmas, I would say. That's the other thing I don't understand. You buy a Christmas present on Black Friday. Like, how are you supposed to hold that secret for that long? I can't do that.
Can't hold what?
A secret. Like, if I bought someone something on Black Friday, I would not be able to be like, yeah, I didn't get you anything for Christmas, or like be able to hold that. Like, why I'd be too anxious to give it away.
Why would you say you didn't get them anything?
I don't know.
Bro, my
family, I don't have much experience of buying presents for people, so I don't know what to say. I normally don't give people anything.
Bro, my family, here's what my family would do, bro. Like, I used to always, my parents used to think that was slick. So, they would, bro, when we was younger, they used to use Black Friday to literally like go Christmas shopping on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And they would try to hide the gifts in that closet. So, bro, when they would leave, like, me and my brother
was like every story ever of any child on Christmas.
So, like, bro, like, when my parents would, like, leave, me and my brother would literally go in their, like, closet, bro, and just start searching, bro. And like, oh, bro, we got the new game system, bro. It's good.
To be real, like, as a kid, my sisters did that. I didn't do it because I had a huge belief in Santa Claus and that he was really watching. I really thought he was watching me, bro. Like, I was like, I really can't be going look for these presents because they might disappear. Like, and also, like, that's too, like, I'd be too anxious. Like, if I knew I had an Xbox, like, a month in advance, bro, like, I'd be tripping. I'd be like, man, I really can't get my hands on, I can't wait to get my hands on an Xbox. Like, I'm too anxious for all that.
So, bruh, I don't know. I think that. That was the joy in it, though, bro. Because it was like right when like you had the turkey sandwiches, bro. Like, I missed the turkey sandwiches, bro. Because right after, it was like, man, Pops used to just be on the couch watching football, like it was the day after Christmas or the day after Thanksgiving. Moms would be in there in the room chilling, bro. My brother, sister, I don't know what they doing. But man, bro, I would go in the crib, bro, go in the fridge, and we had that leftover turkey, throw that thing in the microwave, bro. Throw the honey mustard on with the bread, you feel me? And we having a turkey sandwich, bro. But bro, remember we were talking about this though. The football coaches.
That sounds dry. That sounds so gross.
Bro, with the honey mustard, like, bro? We really just went through like Tevin's like life so of like, making a turkey
hey,
sandwich.
Hey, nah, but on some real stuff, bro. If you ever played football like in high school and you made it to the playoffs, bro, you could not have turkey the day after. Because I played, bro, literally like there was two turkey. But the thing is,
what did the coach do? But I was
exactly,
still
bro. And then the next day had a game. That's how it always went for us, bro. We literally had games
right after. Why didn't they tell you not to have turkey?
Because they say it makes you heavy. Blah blah makes you it's a bunch of, you know.
So you have to be weighed before your football game?
No, they just say like it makes you the theory behind it is that it's like it's a really hearty meal and it makes you like heavy on your feet.
Didn't y'all eat spaghetti dinners before football games at Central?
We ate spaghetti. We ate full spaghetti dinners with cookies right before our games. I didn't get in the game. I wasn't tripping. I ate all I wanted to.
Spoiled.
I was chilling.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But let's talk about this, bro. the best sweet potato pie y'all have had. Or have y'all even had sweet potato pie?
I'm gonna call
before?
Time out.
That's a real question.
I don't like sweet potato.
Can I just
pie?
Call time out, bro? How you just gonna ask a specific dish like the best? Nah,
bro. Because bro, no. So let me tell y'all a story.
I'm rejecting that.
Let
question.
Me tell y'all a story.
Okay.
And this goes to everybody out there who's listening. So my mom, right? She used to make sweet potato pie every Thanksgiving, right?
Okay.
And like on Thanksgiving, and she would stay up like the morning of, or the morning before, actually the night before Thanksgiving, and she would make fresh sweet potato pies, bro. I would get up in the morning, bro, and that would be breakfast on Thanksgiving. You feel me? I would literally cut like 4 or 5 pieces, bro. Put that thing in the microwave for like 30-45 seconds, bro.
4 or 5, that's like half the pie.
Bro, like what you mean? It would be like 3-4 slices.
I would
bruh.
Hate growing up with you. We'd be fighting,
bro.
All
you,
the
but
time.
The thing is, bro, you got to put the whipped cream on there too, bro. In the morning, and it's like literally Thanksgiving morning, bro. And then, but the thing is, because you got dinner at 4, bro, so you literally got, or what time y'all be having dinner?
We, bro, it's random every year. Sometimes it be like at 2, sometimes it be like at like 3.
At 2, bro? Who be eating Thanksgiving at 2, bro?
It's clutch because you eat it, right? It's like kind of like a late lunch, and then you eat it again for real dinner. Yeah, bro.
You tripping.
We're not tripping. We like the sun to be out when we still eating.
Bro,
and then you go around to other people's houses. But no, what I really want to talk about, though, is, you know, as you grow up in the education system, you get taught, oh, Thanksgiving's a day, you know, everyone comes together, and you get taught like it started because like the Pilgrims and the Indians got together and had a feast and made peace, blah blah blah.
Oh, tell us
and
the
then,
real things.
And then you get older and you start to realize, you learn about, you know, the real thing about Thanksgiving. It was a celebration dinner for slaughtering a whole bunch of Indians.
See?
Or Native Americans. Cold, PC bro. Term.
That's why we need to have Black Thanksgiving.
That's what?
Black Thanksgiving.
Nah, but like I want to know like how you guys feel about, you know, holidays like that, because there's a lot of things in American culture that, you know, originally started from like either like very controversial or like messed up racial past, and it'll start with that intention and then grew into something better. So like stuff like Thanksgiving, how that was based on a slaughter, but now it brings families together and people together. And then you think about like stuff like the national anthem, like the full national anthem is pretty racist, but like now it's like a symbol, or it's starting to be like changed a little bit, but like it's a symbol for like, you know, you know, country unity and stuff like that.
Bro, I just think people need to do it. All right, so here's what I'm saying.
I mean, do you think like, so like in terms of national anthem, like people don't agree with it because like it has some, the full lyrics of the song are pretty
racist, remember people
right?
were actually, remember, I think we were in the gym and we saw on the TV that literally NAACP was trying to actually like change the national anthem.
Yeah, but do you think like is it necessary to do that, or if like over time it has become, you know, re-identified as something that's bringing all people of all kinds together?
I think there's undercover racism in a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
unless people like actually do the research and check the facts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? What do you think?
I mean, I don't believe in the national anthem, so I don't like stand for it or put my hand over my heart. So
why don't you believe in the national anthem?
I mean, I just don't believe in what the nation stands for at this point, as far as like people who are in charge. So I just don't like really stand for that. I mean, I respect people who have died for this country, but at the same time, like, I don't respect where this country's, like, politics are at, so I just don't. And I agree with the Thanksgiving thing, and, you know, like, Columbus Day. Like, I feel like a lot of our holidays, I mean, they're all made up.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's obviously. Like, they're not, like, I mean, so it's like, you get to pick. I feel like everyone has a right to pick and choose which ones they want to celebrate. It's like, who true, was yeah. the person that said that you have to celebrate every single one? Who's the person that made up every single one? Like, we don't know.
So what holidays do you celebrate?
My birthday. Valentine's Day.
Oh, you do?
Well, you celebrate it I for do. Me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I don't celebrate, like, Thanksgiving. I mean,
I you don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
I, like, go and eat food, but I don't celebrate the fact that it's, you know, what Jalen described. Like, yeah. I don't celebrate that. That sucks. I mean, I just call it kind of just, like, a feast day, you know? Feast I day. Just want to eat turkey and, like, hang out with my family, but I don't... we're not just sitting around being, like, I'm so happy that, you know, Native American people and the Pilgrims came together and, like... squash their beef, because that's not even the truth. So it's like not. No.
So, but whoever like actually sits down on, like, when we celebrate Halloween, you know what I mean? Like, are we doing it for the actual purpose of Halloween or Christmas? You know what I mean? We're not Christmas. Like, oh, you know, Jesus.
Some that's people that's what I'm talking who are about. Religious like, do that.
That's what I'm talking about. Though is like the how these holidays have been altered, you know, throughout yeah. history and like changed meaning. Like
I said, we start
the celebration of Christmas and Easter, like. The original intention, you know, is, you know, it's very religious, but like the commercialized version is like it has nothing to do with the religious holiday, like right. Christmas trees and Santa Claus don't really have much to do with Jesus, and neither
sweet
does
sweet baby Jesus
Easter eggs
nah,
or bunnies have to do with Jesus either. So like, but I mean, like,
that's America for you.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see like how it's changed, but like, that's what I'm asking you though. Like, do you have like a problem with celebrating these holidays with like, you know, the origins?
I don't think yeah. I don't think I really even celebrate. Like, I would kind of say like even on Christmas, like Christmas, I'm not really like so like I'll slap Christmas music. Yeah.
What? I'll slap Christmas music and whatever.
But but I don't necessarily say like I'm overjoyous and I'm celebrating it. Like, yeah, it's cool like to have the family there and chilling, and it's a good time of the year, but I think kind of as I get older, like I'm just not as into holidays as I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just that. I feel like it's just every day is a holiday. I wake up, you know what I mean?
I feel
it's a blessing, but, you know.
Yeah. How do you guys feel also about like the representation like of holiday themes in like companies, cuz you know like Starbucks stopped doing like as much like Christmas stuff with their cups? Like,
they did.
Yeah,
bro, I didn't know that. What,
like, they're not allowed. Like, they're like companies don't promote holiday, like religious, like Christmas. They don't promote it as hard because,
bro.
Like,
what you mean that pumpkin some, spice, bro?
That's not what I was talking about.
Literally, that's like a season.
That's a season, bro. But I'm talking about like they used to have like Christmas decorated cups with like Christmas trees on it, saying Merry Christmas on it.
Right.
And they've been taking those away, and like a lot of businesses and stuff won't decorate just because like they feel like by observing a holiday, you're excluding people who don't observe the holiday.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Now,
it's marketing.
What I want to say is I feel like that's really like it's a really weird way to look at things that way, because like you have like American culture and it's almost like it's suppressing their own culture to embrace more cultures. Does that make sense?
What's wrong with that? If American culture is exclusive, shouldn't you want to suppress exclusionary
I'm saying,
things?
I'm not saying it has to be exclusive. Like, we don't get mad at other people if, like, let's say you went to a place of business that was of a different culture, right? That came from another country, and they were acknowledging a holiday, right. And you walked in.
But that's not suppressing. That's not oppressing or suppressing someone else's values.
Okay.
But by like promoting religious things, that's excluding people who aren't religious or don't practice that set religion.
How is that excluding them though?
Because like if I go into Starbucks and I don't believe in the religion of that's behind Christmas, so Christianity or whatever other people think that Christmas is for, but surprise, yeah, right. It's Christianity. then I don't want to get a cup that has like the logos and all that other stuff that's like promoting it, because it's like I don't believe in this.
Gotcha.
So, like, I don't want to drink out of a cup. Like, I wouldn't drink out of a cup that's shaped like the devil. Like, you know, like, it's just like, I mean, I don't know.
I feel that, yeah. That's why we Thanks for start, opening my eyes on that.
That's why we got to start celebrating Kwanzaa.
So, you're saying, like, most, like, decoration and, like, holiday decor should be personal, not mainstream to businesses and marketing and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying something as big as Starbucks, they should have known.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Like, okay. They should have known that they were going to get backlash for it. Like, get real.
Well, see, they did get backlash for, you know, changing over to more general, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. You're going to get
you can't,
critics.
You can't make either. Everyone yeah. happy. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like they, like, especially played their cards
in, especially
right.
in today's times. Mm-hmm. Just watch. Especially, there's going to be something this holiday season because people are pissed. People are angry.
What do you think is going to happen, Devin?
Bro, I don't know.
About what? What are you talking about?
Just watch, bro.
I'm not about to just watch. I'm trying to do something about it. What's going to happen, Devin?
What's going to happen, bro? What you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to put my cape on and do
You're
something.
Scaring
bro.
People.
What?
Why are people mad? Like, what do you mean by that?
Because
at, like, Donald
people,
Trump,
are, people are just mad just overall into that.
Bro, if anything, I think good things will happen, bro. The holiday season, you know, for whatever it originated for, you know, whatever your beliefs are, I think it's a good time no matter what culture you are, no matter what holidays you observe. It's a good time to come together because it's getting cold out here and people need warm-heartedness to, you know, stay alive. You know?
Yeah. People don't generally associate, like, Christmas or winter with anger. Like, I don't know where you've been. But that's just, like, not even a
I'm
thing.
I'm just saying people are mad this year. People are really mad. It's just been 2017. I think people are overjoyed for 2018 because 2018, I feel like, is going to be a great year.
Why? We're still going to have the same president.
I don't... Can I say I don't believe in that perspective of just, like...
Starting
things
new.
Things change at the new year, like...
Nah, I just feel like 2017 was just so bad. Like, 2018 just, it's bound for a comeback year.
I don't think so. To be honest. What are we doing right now to make it better for 2018? It's not just going to magically flip a switch at 2018.
Bruh, it's just like...
We got Colin leading the way.
Yeah, Black Jesus. Colin Kaepernick. Dude. Shout out to Black Jesus.
But Colin was doing stuff before 2017, like back in 2015, and 2017 still happened. All I'm saying is, like, this goes out to everybody who makes New Year's resolutions. You guys start making the change now.
Exactly.
And start doing stuff for it now.
And you know what that means? If you want to see a better version of yourself, physically, mentally, start going to the gym right now.
No.
Don't wait until 2018 because you know there's those people.
You don't got to go to the gym.
You don't even got to go to the gym. You can make those changes today. You don't have to go to the gym. You can drink that water, tea, whatever you want to do. Start praying, whatever you want to do. Read. Start tomorrow. Don't wait until 2018 because you already know we got all those homies. It's like, man, 2018 come, bruh. It's a new me. I'm about to be doing this and that. It's good. Nah, man, start right now, bruh.
Some people like to have a timeline.
Start right now because we give motivational talks here on CC Radio, episode 14. We all trying to be like Cap, man. It's for the kids.
Why do you keep saying that? you it's for the kids.
It is for the kids, man. It's all the kids out there listening, man.
We are the kids.
Nah,
hey,
man.
What kids are listening to this at 7 p.m.?
Nah, so the kids that are listening right now on their way back home with their mom, with their dad.
From where?
They're probably coming home from daycare.
Nah, bro.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
It's not daycare. That's night care.
Bro, y'all know. Maybe their parents work the overtime. You know what I mean? Come on. Now think about that. Goodness. Think about that.
I'm not making fun of that. I just think you're making it funny.
I'm not even... My dad would pick me up from my grandma's house around this time because he was working. He had to close. So now what?
Okay, yeah, okay.
So y'all didn't think about the parents that got to close at night.
Okay,
or maybe
fine,
the parents that ain't working 9 to 5. Maybe they get off, they shift at 6:30 and they got to go pick their kids up at 7:30. And they on the way home slapping K-Boo. Y'all didn't think about that, huh?
No.
Exactly, man. Y'all putting people in the box. Stop doing that.
Tevin.
You are in the box, bro.
You are in the box.
This is my own box.
You're crazy.
On CC Radio. Episode 14, and I'm the best MC out there.
Tevin. What about my show?
Well, yeah.
You're the best MC in your box.
Like I said, I'm in my box. I'm the best MC out there. You feel me? Right, but bro. Yeah, man, you already know, man. This is episode 14, another strong one, man. To all those people out there listening on Monday when we release this, man, you know we love y'all. Thank y'all for supporting, man. You know, just thank you for listening. To those people who listen every week, you know, we support it, man. So stay creative, stay positive, man. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. I don't know if we're gonna be here next week. Oh. Some enjoy people, it with the family if you don't celebrate it.
Some people don't celebrate.
Just enjoy life. Actually, not even Thanksgiving. Okay. Every day, enjoy life.
I was like, I could always tell when Tevin's about to just say some outrageous stuff. Forget that.
Nah, man. You know,
go out there and give.
And give. Thank you.
You don't got to give thanks all the time. You could just give.
To give.
You can volunteer your time. More than just around the holiday season. Yep. People need help 24/7. But if you can only do it during the holiday season, that's fine too.
Hey, no shame. No shame. But what's going on? Marvin Gaye, one of my favorite slaps. I'm going to let Dale ride this out. And we're going to play that What's Going On.
What does that mean?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on? Talk to me, you can see what's going on.